Since you come back from California, it looks like you're just playing with more confidence. Is that the case?
You know, I think we're playing faster. That's one of the things. Before Christmas time, I think in particular the Northwestern game, we felt we were really logy. We were playing that slow basketball again that wasn't good for us, and we seemed to have found our legs and really found a higher gear for us to get into. And in looking at the film with Mount Marty the other day, they're one of the top offensive rebounding teams in the league, and they didn't even go to the boards. They were backpedaling out of it so fast to stop our transition game. So I think you've seen some people notice a difference in us, and we're doing a much better job of attacking in the open court with our speed.
Is that just because we're up against some bigger schools, some bigger teams out there in California, or what?
You know, I don't know. Maybe Mickey Mouse told them that they should run faster. But I think you've seen us use our speed with Taz and with Brittany in particular. They've really gotten out. And we have some great outlet people. Alicia and Laurel do a tremendous job of grabbing a rebound, and boom, it's out. There's no hesitancy. And they can outlet 40, 50, 60 feet down the floor on a dime. And so that really puts the pressure on your defense. And like I said, we've really seen a change in our offense, but now we're starting to see a change in our opponent's defense as a result of it.
The other day, we got another person to step up for you. Out of the blue, Kaylee Raggeth comes through and throws down 16 points in the ball game against Mount Marty. Had a sensational ball game.
You know, Kaylee's a good shooter, and we kind of teased her a little bit about what did you do that day that was different than the other days. But she's somebody that's a very good shooter. She's a very good catch-and-shoot person, and their style of defense was they were going to play off of our power forwards. They were going to use them to double-team on the post, and Kaylee really made them pay for it.
As they start to double-team Alicia inside and some other things defensively, it's going to have to be maybe some other girl to stump and carry this team down the stretch, isn't it?
Well, our perimeter shooting has got to be the difference. And if you notice her in that game, when we broke it open, we hit five consecutive threes. Kaylee hit three of them, Courtney hit one, and Taz hit one. And so that took that defense that they were playing and kind of blew it up on them. Then they had to try and readjust. And from that point on, then we were kind of able to get anything that we wanted inside or outside. So I think the same thing will happen tonight. Drew, in the past, has used people to double. He's sagged off people. He said, hey, we'll let you have any shot you want. And it'll be really critical for us that we hit some outside shots.
We've got two of the best defensive teams in the conference scoring off here tonight. Both teams giving up less than 60 points per ball game. A race to 50 tonight?
You know, 42 might be the magic number. I was visiting with Chuck Iverson last night, and when Chuck was at Mount Marty and I was at Dakota State, we used to have a running joke that the first one to 54 always won the ball game. And the way the two teams are, as difficult as it is to score, as much pride as both teams take in their defense, it's probably going to be a low-scoring game, and any bucket you get is going to be a premium.
These teams are getting the job done defensively in different ways, aren't they?
They really are. We're a very half-court oriented team. We're gonna keep a hand in your face. We have great post play. If we do get beat on the perimeter, we've got shot blockers. Where Drew's team is going to pick you up 94 feet, and they're going to get after you. And they're going to get after you, you know, the minute you leave the locker room until the minute you head into the locker room at the end of the ball game. They're relentless. And so that's pretty much the difference between the two of us. They don't have the same height that we have, but they are taller than they've been in the past, and that's improved their post game.
We'll come back and talk more about Concordia as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman as Broncos getting set to take on sixth-ranked Concordia here tonight at home. You mentioned the pressure before the break, Coach. That's the first thing we have to deal with, Concordia's pressure. And like you said, they pressure us all over the floor. How do we beat that tonight?
Well, and the real challenge is that Heath's got about three different types of presses. And looking back at the film from last year, we did a good job against the first type early in the ball game, and actually got Brittany Wong a few layups off of it. Then we did a pretty good job against the second, and then he made another adjustment, and that was the one that gave us some problems. So we're going to have to do what we normally do, keep good spacing, move the basketball around. But we're going to have to be able to make adjustments as well, because they will.
Normally, we have an advantage on the bench. You know, we can play 10, 12, 13 people that's probably not the case tonight. It looks like they play a ton of people too.
He does. With that style of play, he's got to get a lot of bodies out there to keep them fresh. And you know, the advantage for us, or the challenge for us, is can we take advantage of when he goes to players number 9 and 10, especially in the post area. I think his starting posts are very strong. I think when he takes that next step, they fall down a little bit more than most teams do in that aspect. And so that's where it's going to be really critical, that we were able to take advantage of that second line at times.
That's Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Stick around. The game is coming up next. 14th-ranked Hastings and 6th-ranked Concordia tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight for Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Good matchup here on the women's side of things to get things started as the 6th-ranked Concordia Bulldogs in town to take on Hastings College. The Bronco women come in ranked number 14 in the country. Concordia 14-2 on the season. They are 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Their two losses this year have been to Morningside, 69-66. Then he also dropped a 74-67 decision to Northwestern. Hastings coming in a record of 14 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings losing to Doan, 75-74. Losing to Briarcliff, 93-74. And also losing to Northwestern by the score of 80-68. So Concordia, one of the four teams right now tied for the lead in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It's Concordia, Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Morningside tied for the lead. Hastings College, one game back, sitting in fifth place at 6-3. But this ball game has a lot to do with the early season success of the GPAC, and it's a big, big ball game for Hastings here tonight. In fact, a big game for both of these ball clubs as they square off in this annual shootout. Game number one of the two-game series going to be held in Hastings this year. Game number two will be held over in Seward. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, Nebraska. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" junior out of Papillion. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. Concordia will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. Tracy Pites, a 5'10" freshman out of Hardington, Nebraska. Lori Loboda, a 5'11" sophomore from Parker, Colorado. Kristen Conahan is a 5'5" sophomore from Omaha. Amber Kistler is a 5'9" senior out of Minotaur, Nebraska. And Brittany Bertel is a 6-foot sophomore out of Madison. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go 6th-ranked Concordia and 14th-ranked Hastings squaring off here tonight. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and Concordia controls the opening tip. Hastings coming off with a win the other day over Mount Marty as they try to go back-to-back here with the conference rivals, as Hastings will play a man-to-man defense to get things started. It'll be a Concordia attacking here from the right side. That's a Kistler with the ball. Comes out on the top of the key. That's Pites driving down the left side. The laner shot up there is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up over here on the right side by Kistler. Gets into the lane. Kicks it back out to Kistler. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Frankie Peterson has got the ball for the Broncos down the right sideline. Brittany Wong has got it down for Hastings. This is a very good defense Hastings will be facing here tonight in Concordia. In fact, the two top defensive teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference squaring off here tonight. Neither team giving up more than 60 points per ball game this season. Here's Statler, dumps the ball down low. They get it to Thompson, down in the corner. Here's Wong for three, shot good. Brittany Wong throws up the three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Hastings College with the early lead here. Here's Lobota with the ball to top of the circle. Bass comes over here on the right side now. With the basketball is going to be Conahan. She's a good outside shooter there for Concordia. In fact, she's number three in the conference in three-point percentage. Over on the left side of the wing is going to be Pites out on top again to Conahan. Dribbles behind her back against Wong. Dribbles it to the elbow. Gives it up there. There's Kistler driving down the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there at the end over Taz Yorig. Amber Kistler scoring there over Taz Yorick, driving the ball in the hole. Now here's where Concordia is tough. Their backcourt pressure. They force 28 turnovers per ball game. Hastings will have to deal with this all night. There's Frankie Peterson dribbling between a couple of defenders. She falls down, but a foul is going to be called. Frankie took it right in between two defenders, and a personal foul is going to be called on Brittany Bertel of Concordia. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one in the Bulldogs. We're one and a half minutes into the ball game. Hastings College out on top of Concordia tonight in women's college basketball. The score is 3-2. Brittany Wong plays things in to Alicia Stadler. Flips the ball back down to Wong. And here come the Broncos now on the offensive attack. There's Sophia McDermott with the ball over the right sideline. Sophia gets it to Frankie Peterson. She'll take the three-pointer. Shot is off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Lobota in the lane. Lobota gets it away now to Conahan as she runs her back the other way for the sixth-ranked and twice-beaten Concordia Bulldogs here tonight. Here's the long three-pointer put up from the top of the key. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia basketball. Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17:54 to play. Here in the first half, it's 3-2. Hastings College out on top of Concordia. Bounce pass goes down in the corner down to a Kistler. Brings it out here in three-point territory to Conahan. Works against the Brittany Wong. And that Wong defense, as the coach calls it. She's our defensive specialist here. Brittany Bertel has got the ball on the wing. Cross-court pass goes over to Kistler. Takes the ball out of the paint. Comes over here on the right side now. That's a Lobota. She lobs it into the lane. It goes ricocheting off of the rim. It was actually a pass, but it's going to be brought down here by Hastings. Hastings College has got her back the other way. That's Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany gets it to Sophia McDermott. Top of the key. Swings it to the left side. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Pites. The first turnover at Hastings. Pites runs her back the other way. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Well, we got a personal foul called here on Sophia McDermott of Hastings. McDermott getting back for the Broncos. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the first team foul in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Tracy Pites. Pites is a 69% foul shooter in the season. She's 16 out of 23. Concordia is a team number two in the conference in free throw percentage at 73%. And Pites misses that one. It's too strong. And she'll have one more here. She was fouled in the active shooting. 17:15 to play here in the first half. 3-2. Hastings out on top by one. Pites' next free throw is up there. It's good. We're tied. Tied early in the ball game as Hastings College now faces backcourt pressure as Brittany Wong gets it into Alicia Stadler. Down to Brittany Wong again on the dribble. Moves it to the right sideline. Double team. Comes across the midcourt stripe. Now to Stadler. Stadler to Frankie Peterson. Dribbles inside. Dumps the ball away to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try. No good. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia ball. Hastings with a couple of shots in the bucket right underneath the basket there and could not convert. So now Concordia with a chance to pull ahead in this ball game. 3-3 is the score. We're 3 minutes into the ball game here from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Kristen Conahan has got the ball, moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Pites with it now. Holds it there against Frankie Peterson down on top. They get it to a Bertel over on the wing now. That's a Conahan with the ball, dribbles behind her back, trying to work against the Wong of Hastings. Out on top to Kistler now, moves it over on the wing to a Lobota. She dribbles it to the top of the key, gives it away again to Conahan, her long three-pointer put up there at him. Several feet behind the three-point arc there. Kristen Conahan scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and it was a three-pointer to give Concordia the lead. 6-3 is the score. Bulldogs out on top. Statler down at the baseline now. Frankie Peterson drives. Her shot is up there. It is no good. In fact, the ball goes up over the glass and out. Bailey Morris into the ball game now for Concordia. Morris comes in, and also Katie Rich. Bailey Morris is a product out of Sandy Creek, 5'4", a freshman. As Bailey comes into the ball game, averaging 6 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. So Bailey Morris, a former Sandy Creek Cougar, now into the ball game here for Concordia. Deep in the right corner, there's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. No good by Lebonin. The offensive rebound. There's a shot by Morris. It's up there. No good. And the ball rebounds by Hastings. Melissa Thompson has got it. Outlet pass to get it to Sophia McDermott. Now to Brittany Wong. Down in the corner to Courtney Spahn, who's into the ball game. They get it to the free throw line. Down to Statler. Shot's up there. No good. Rebound, Courtney Spahn. Gets it back to Stadler at the top of the key over on the right side of the wing. That's Sophia McDermott. 6-3 is the score. Concordia with a three-point lead. Here's Wong with the ball out here in three-point territory. Brittany sends it over there to a Sophia McDermott again. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Courtney Spahn. Hastings working with 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Stadler goes inside to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Courtney Spahn going to be whistled for the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Down to the scorer's table is going to be Laurel Zwiener now for Hastings. She will check in. Here comes Kaylee Raggeth into the ball game now for the Broncos. Raggeth was a savior on Saturday. She scored 16 points in the ball game, all off of the bench for Hastings. She came in and fired up 4 3-pointers for Hastings and kind of saved the day in the ball game against Mount Marty on Saturday. So Kaylee Raggeth into the ball game. She gets beat here. She goes to the hole. And here's a foul to be called on Zwiener. Katie Rich took it right to the hole, and she went right around the Kaylee Raggeth to the hole. The shot was blocked by Zwiener, but Zwiener picks up the personal foul for Hastings. Zwiener's first foul and going to the free throw line will be Katie Rich. Rich averaging 8 points and about 4.5 rebounds per ball game. Rich puts it up there in the shot. Good. Rich is a 5'9" junior out of Tilden, Nebraska. She hits her first free throw here, and Concordia has now got a 4-point lead over Hastings. 7-3 is the score. Here comes the next shot by Rich. It's in the air. That one is off of the mark. No good. And a rebound comes down to Zwiener. So it's been a while since Hastings has scored here in the ballgame. 7-3 is the score. Hastings has gone 2 minutes without scoring in this one. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball here in backcourt. She's double-teamed. Finally gets the pass away to Sophia McDermott. Sophia comes to the near sideline. Now to Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth moves it inside the three-point arc. Can't put up a shot. Raggeth out on top. Now to Sophia McDermott with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Drives it to the bowl. A hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped down on there. It's picked up by Katie Rich. Rich long pass down to Florida Morris. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She was too far underneath the basket when she got it. Got the shot away, but it was no good. 7-3 is the score. Hastings down here in the ball game. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball out here in 3 points territory to Spahn. Top of the key. Courtney Spahn dribbling with it. Sends it inside down to Zwiener. She backs up in the lane. Kicks it back out to Raggeth. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the back iron. Rebound Spahn. She's knocked off balance and has to regain control of the ball in the corner. Courtney has it tipped away, but it's picked up here by Brittany Wong. Now to Raggeth. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggeth scores on a 15-footer from the left side. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within two, 7-5 to score. Concordia's got the lead. Here's Bailey Morris with it now. Down in the corner to Lobota. Bombs it back out here to Katie Rich. Comes across the top now to Morris again. Bailey dribbling with the ball, and she works against Brittany Wong. Bailey Morris will back up now. Brittany Wong right in her grill defensively. Top of the key, here's a Kistler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Lobota goes back up. Her shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Courtney pulls up at the three-point circle. Three-pointer, bingo! Courtney Spahn throws up the three-pointer. Hastings has the lead, and now we got a timeout. We've got a timeout, 13 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings with the lead. It's the Broncos 8 and Concordia 7.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Ooh. Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Ooh. Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Ooh. Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Other games in the conference tonight in the GPAC, you've got Briar Cliff playing in Fremont against Midland University. Morningside is on the road tonight in Yankton against Mount Marty. Doane College is in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan is hosting a game tonight with Northwestern. Concordia here against Hastings, and then there's a non-conference game tonight in Sioux Center, Iowa, as Dakota State is playing Dort College. Hastings with the early lead here, 8-7 the score. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half as Bailey Morris comes back with the ball for Concordia at the free throw line. That's Jerrica Pearson, who's into the ball game for the first time. Now to Morris over in the wing, the left side to Heiser. to Morris. Now to the right side, that's a Kometscher. Beth Kometscher, another Sandy Creek product out there. The Bailey Morris, he drives the ball to the hole, and the ball tipped out of her hands there by Kaylee Raggett, the Hastings. So now Beth Kometscher is in there for Concordia, 5'6" junior out of DeWeese, went to Sandy Creek. And we've also got to Bailey Morris out there, one of her teammates, a 5'4 freshman out of Roseland, who actually played at both Silver Lake and Sandy Creek. 13-16 remaining. Here's the inbounds pass. They get it over there to Kometscher. Moves it down in the corner to Heiser. Back outside to Morris. He drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound to Pearson. Kicks it back out of the wing. Here's a shot by Katie Rich. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass goes to Sophia McDermott. Hustles into the forecourt. McDermott has got the ball here for Hastings College. Comes across the top now to Alicia Statler. Near sideline, Courtney Spahn. Down to Wong in the corner. Three-pointers put up there. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings College basketball. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 12:50 remaining. Here's Courtney Spahn, a short jumper. It's going to be good. Courtney Spahn, about a 10-footer off of the left side, scores off of the inbound. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. And Hastings College has opened up a 3-point lead. Now 10-7 is the score. Broncos play the man-to-man defense. Here's Heiser with it now. To the wing on the left side to Bailey Morris. Lobs it down low to Pearson. Kicks it back out to Morris on the wing. Dribbles into the paint. Now right side to Heiser. Shot for three. Good. Kristen, or rather Kelsey Heiser, scoring there. A three-pointer. That's the second tray. That's a Concordia's throwing up here tonight. And now we're tied up at 10 points apiece. With 12-17 to play here in the first half. The Broncos working the ball here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn dribbles behind her back, comes over here to Wong. The ball is tipped away. It is loose. It's into the backcourt, picked up by Rich. She drives, shoots, and scores. A turnover there on Concordia. That's what they do best. Hastings turns the ball over, and Concordia gets the easy field goal on the drive by Katie Rich. And now the Bulldogs out on top by a score of 12-10. Hastings with the ball now in the offensive zone. McDermott has got it here. Comes over to Courtney Spahn to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. She holds it. Free throw line extended. Entry pass to Statler. Now to Kaylee Raggett. The shot's going to be blocked down on the baseline. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Spahn. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett has her shot blocked in there. Courtney Spahn picks up the trash in the lane and scores. Jerrica Pearson got the block there for Concordia, but Courtney Spahn right there offensively for Hastings. And we're tied up now at 12 points apiece early in the ballgame here from the Osborne Sports Complex. It's a Morris with the ball. Jump pass to the wing to Heiser. Now down on the baseline to Pearson. Shot is up there. No good. Rich gets the rebound. Now to Kometscher. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound to Spahn. She has the ball tipped out of her hands. Picked up by Concordia. A shot by Katie Rich. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings 12 and Concordia 12. Kaylee Raggett with the ball. Feeds inside to Alicia Statler. And her shot is up and in. Raggett down here on the baseline found Alicia Statler loose in the lane there. They got her the ball, and Alicia puts it down through the hole, and she is fouling the play. Nice pass by Kaylee Raggett. And a bucket there by Alicia Statler. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Morris of Concordia. That's going to be her first team foul, number two, on the Bulldogs here in this first half of play. To the free throw line now for Hastings College will be Alicia Statler, 72% foul shooter. Her shot is up there, and that one is good. So a three-point play by Alicia Statler. Hastings College now leading by a score of 15-12 here in the ballgame. Here comes Concordia back offensively now. That's a Kistler with the ball back into the ballgame now. Dribbling with it. Has to get rid of it now to a Conahan, who's back in there. Now to Loboda down in the corner. That's going to be Tracy Pites. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. Long pass down to four. They get it to Schomp. She drives her shot. No good. And she goes tumbling out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. Concordia turns the ball over here. That's a Josie Schomp as she goes flying into the bleachers behind the basket there. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Dogs. That's going to go on Kristen Conahan. That's going to be her first. Josie Schomp to the free throw line now for Hastings College, a 66% foul shooter. Two out of three so far this season, and her shot is up there and in. So Josie Schomp getting some early playing time here tonight, a 5'9" junior out of Hershey, Nebraska. Schomp averaging just 1 point, about a half a rebound per game. Next shot is up there by Schomp. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tracy Pites of Concordia. Pites gets the ball away now to Conahan. Conahan works against Schomp, drives the ball down the lane, kicks it out here to Loboda. Her shot is up there and in. Lori Loboda scoring there. It's a 16-14 ball game now. Hastings College with a 2-point lead as Loboda hits the long 2-pointer there. Here's the Taz Yorick with the ball here in backcourt. Gives it away to Josie Schomp, brings it across the midcourt stripe. Double team here on the near sideline. Gets it away to Courtney Spahn. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there on the low blocker. Pass is deflected. And the ball is brought out of there by Amber Kistler. That's the fourth turnover now on the Hastings College here in the ball game. Down to the baseline. Here's a short jumper put up there and in. Brittany Bertel scoring there for Concordia. The Dogs have come back to tie things up at 16 points apiece. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt, and Schomp has her pass deflected right back out of bounds. Schomp trying to get it in to Alicia Stadler. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Cammie Breckman. Breckman into the ball game now, replacing Courtney Spahn. 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. We're tied up at 16 points apiece. Here's Alicia Stadler dribbling with the ball down the right sideline. They get it to Taz Yorick. Entry pass off of Melissa Thompson's hands out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings, and Concordia will come back the other direction. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, number 6 Concordia, number 14 Hastings here on 1230 KHAS. Here's a Conahan with the ball working against the Josie Schomp inside the free throw circle. Conahan gets away, drives it for the hole. Her shot is no good. Tip try is going to be no good there by Lobota. The ball is going to be tipped out of there, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Brittany Bertel. That's going to be her second. Second foul on Bertel. That's going to be team foul number 4 in the Dogs. Coming back into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Brittany Wong. Also coming in there is going to be Katie Herther now for Concordia. So Herther checks in for the first time. A 5'11" junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She'll be matched up pretty well there with Alicia Stadler now. As Alicia's got the ball, dribbles down the right sideline. Stops there. Gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong. Wong working in backcourt here against Conahan. Brittany Wong brings it across the midcourt stripe, comes to the near sideline, sends it down in the corner to Cammie Breckman. Breckman puts it on the floor, dribbles out here high, down the near sideline, now back down in the corner to Thompson. Cross-court pass goes to Brittany Wong. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Wong puts up a shot, partially deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up on the baseline by Josie Schomp, but she was out of bounds. So it's taking so long for Hastings to get the ball off the floor here against this Concordia defense. The Broncos really got to rush their offensive attack once they get in the half-court offense. They've got 8-9 seconds to work with it, and the Broncos not getting good looks at the basket right now. 8 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this first half. 16-16 the score. Hastings and Concordia tied up. Here's a Kistler driving the ball in the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be blocked down. Now they say it was lost out of her hands, out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in. Here in backcourt, Brittany Wong again will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Looking, and now we've got a whistle here. Going to have a boundary violation here, at least a warning on Kristen Conahan of Concordia. A boundary warning here on Kristen Conahan, guarding the inbounds player too close that time as Brittany Wong play things in again. No harm done. No free throws and nothing of the sort. Just a warning goes down to the official scorebook. Here's Brittany Wong with it now here in backcourt. Jump pass to the 10-second line or the midcourt stripe there. Melissa Thompson has got it now to a Josie Schomp. They get it inside to Alicia Stadler. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there at the end. Alicia Stadler gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 18-16. Here's a Conahan with the ball over here on the wing to Pites. Picked up there by Wong of Hastings. Bounce pass across the free throw line as they get it over there to Lobota at the wing on the left side. Down to the stripe to Kistler. Back on the left wing. A shot is taken up there. It's going to be no good by Lobota. Now we got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul is going to go on Amber Kistler of Concordia. That's going to be your first. As the Stadler got the rebound there, the outlet pass was partially deflected by Amber Kistler. And she also picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 with the Dogs. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 18-16. Alicia Stadler has got the ball here in backcourt. Looking finally to get it over here to a Josie Schomp. She brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Jump pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Katie Rich. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Schomp. Nice pass to Kaylee Ragnith. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Hastings getting a turnover here in backcourt, and a personal foul is going to be called here. The foul is going to go on Brittany Benson, who just checked in there. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Kaylee Ragnith. Again, she had 16 points in the ball game on Saturday against Mount Marty. She got 3 points here as she hits this free throw. And the Broncos out to a 3-point lead now, 19-16. with 7 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. Second shot is up there. It's good. So Ragged hits a pair, and the Broncos have a four-point lead now, 20-16. There's a Bailey Morris with the ball for Concordia. Morris comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's Katie Rich. Moves it down on the baseline on the dribble. Can't do anything with the ball. And then they throw the ball out of play. Out of bounds here. Amber Kistler was over here on the near sideline, and they threw it out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Concordia here in the ball game. Now Drew Olson went out and retrieved the ball and took advantage of the situation to have a couple of stern words of the officials out there. They motioned her back right back to the coaching box. 20-16 is the score. Hastings with a four-point lead. Schomp sends it inside to Kaylee Raggett. She puts up a shot right in front of the hole. It's going to be no good. Ball tipped out of there. It's picked up by Raggett in the corner. Gets to the Joshi Schomp at the elbow. Drives it down the lane. Here's a jump pass down to Stadler. Shot is up and in. Nice pass by Joshi Schomp. She gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now has 7 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 22-16 lead. Hastings has scored the last six. There's a three-pointer. It's put up there. No good. Rebound by Morris inside. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound to Statler. She has the ball ripped out of her hands from behind, and a jump ball is called. Brittany Benson from behind rips it out of there. A jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Kelsey Heiser. Heiser comes in there for Amber Kistler. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Concordia by the score of 22-16. Here's Alicia Stadler with the ball down the right sideline. Stadler stops and then throws the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. Trying to get to a Brittany Wong, and Alicia threw it too far. That's a turnover on Hastings, the fifth of the first half. So Concordia will play things in here on the near sideline. Kristen Conahan will inbound the ball to Bailey Morris. And Morris will bring it across the midcourt stripe to Conahan. Back to Morris, top of the key. Gets away, drives it to the bucket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Morris comes out with it. Now to Conahan behind the screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They crash the boards again. The ball is tipped out of there and is picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Brittany's got the ball for the Broncos. Weaves her way back up the floor. Now on the right wing, the deep right wing, the Josie Schomp, who's playing a good first half here. The Cammie Bruckman at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Zwiener. Zwiener goes up. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound is loose on the baseline. And a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul is going to be called here on Katie Rich with an elbow into a Kaylee Ragnett that knocked Kaylee to the floor. Katie Rich picks up the personal foul offensively. That's going to be your first. And that's the 17th foul on Concordia here in this first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner to a Cammie Breckman. Now she's double teamed on the wing. Gets away. Throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Concordia. That's a Heiser with the rebound. Comes to the near sideline to Bailey Morris. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Heiser. Heiser moves it over in the wing to the left side to Conahan. Her shot for three is good. Kristen Conahan scoring there. That's her second tray of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Concordia back to within 3 points now at 22-19. Hastings with some backcourt pressure. They're facing the Concordia backcourt pressure here. Schomp, a long pass down the floor. They get it to Ragga. She drives for the horn. Her shot is up and in. Kaylee Ragga scores on another assist from Schomp of Hastings. Josie Schomp, 24-19 is the score. Here's Conahan with the ball out here in three-point territory. Now to Morris. Fakes the three. Trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Now to Conahan. Another three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose underneath the hole. The scramble is on. And now it's deflected to the far sideline. They give the ball to Hastings. Last touchdown there by Concordia. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes Jerrica Pearson back into the ball game now for Concordia. Checking in for Hastings is going to be Courtney Spahn. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score is 24-19. Hastings College and women's basketball with the lead here tonight. We've got the men's game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 8. Hastings again here in backcourt with some problems with it. As a Laurel Zwiener throws the ball past the outstretched hands of Brittany Wong out of bounds into the Bronco bench. That's going to be 6 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half of play. And now the official is going to confer back here. 5-11 to play. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. And also online at www.hastingslink.com. They're going to say we'll play it in from the other side. All right. So Concordia is going to play it in on the far side. Here's the pass. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Courtney Spahn. She drives for the hole. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Conahan. Bailey Morris may have got a little piece of that one. Now Morris has got the ball back the other way for Concordia. Comes out here in three-point territory to Conahan, picked up by Wong. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Bailey Morris. Morris dribble penetration to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good, and a foul is called. So Morris taking the ball right to the hole there. Working Cordy, and a personal foul is going to be called on Zwiener. That's going to be the second personal foul on the Pleasanton native. And going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Bailey Morris, an 82% foul shooter in the season. 23 out of 28. And her shot is up there. It's good. Morris will get one more. She's averaging 6.6 points per ball game and 3.4 rebounds per game. Morris also amongst the leaders in the conference in both assists and steals, averaging 2.9 assists and 2.2 steals per ball game. 24-20 the score now. Hastings College leading the sixth-ranked team in the country, Concordia, by four. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Bailey DeMorris pounds down a couple of free throws. She's going to check out. Here comes Amber Kistler back into the ballgame now. 24-21. The Dogs back to within three. Hastings has had some problems here with his backcourt pressure. They've got the ball right now. Courtney Spahn has got it on the dribble. Courtney dribbling with the ball. Jump pass. They get it across the midcourt stripe here to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbling with the ball on the wing. Sends it inside to Raggett. Spins in the lane. Puts up a shot. Partially deflected. The ball brought down by Pearson. Pearson has got it for the Dogs. Coming back the other way. That's Conahan now. On the dribble, Kristen Conahan. End of the forecourt. Picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. A pass to the high post to Kistler. Ball knocked away. Kistler picks it back up. Dribbles down the lane. Sends the ball to the left side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Brittany dribbling here in backcourt. Gets away. A pass to the far sideline is Sophia McDermott. Inside to Kaylee Raggett. Their shot's going to be no good. Hastings misses another one. Easy one inside. And the ball is brought out there by Concordia. Down the right sideline, down in the corner. They get it to Pearson. Now they get it to Kistler. She drives for the hole, and the foul is going to be called. Amber Kistler is going to go to the free throw line now. She's fouled by Laurel Zwiener. And Zwiener has picked up three personal fouls early in this ballgame. We got 4 minutes to play in the first half. So going to the free throw line will be Kistler for Concordia. She's an 80% foul shooter, and her first one is up there and in. She is the fifth best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 80%. She's averaging 13.1 points per ballgame. So 24-22 is the score now. Hastings still up by 2 points as Amber Kistler will have one more. Shot is up there. She buries that one as well. So Concordia has hit four free throws the last two times down the floor, and it's now a 24-23 ballgame. Hastings still leading by 1 point. The Broncos have led by as many as 6 points here in this first half. There's Alicia Stadler. The Melissa Thompson gets it away to Sophia down in the corner. Brings it up high on the block. Sends it back inside to Stadler. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot. No good. And the ball brought out of there by Katie Rich. Two shots a hole again there for Hastings. And they couldn't convert. Kristen Conahan with the ball. Hustles back in the offensive zone. Runs into Brittany Wong. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out here to Katie Rich. Sends it on the high post now. That's Lobota with the ball. Sends it over. Stadler sends it up and in. Lori Lobota scoring there from the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And Concordia has come back to grab the lead over Hastings. It's 25-24. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbling inside the three-point arc. Takes it down on the baseline. Out on top again to Sophia McDermott. Comes across the top to Thompson. Now right side of the wing. That's Brittany Wong with 14 on the shot clock. They lob it inside to Stadler. That is Sophia McDermott, near sideline. Three-pointer put up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound is loose. Lobota had it. Underneath the hole there for Concordia. The ball tipped out of her hands. And it'll be Concordia basketball. Tracy Pints coming back into the ball game for the Dogs. Here comes Brittany Bertel in. It's going to be Kistler coming to the bench. And also coming out for Drew Olson is going to be Jerrica Pearson. So Bertel will play things in here in backcourt. 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in this first half. 14th-ranked Hastings trailing 6th-ranked Concordia here tonight, 25-24. There's Lobota with the ball back out on top. Here's Conahan. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It comes out to McDermott. She runs her back the other way, 2-on-2. McDermott having problems with the dribble. Now sends the ball to the near sideline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Tracy Pines got her hands out there for Concordia. They tipped the ball out of bounds. It'll be Hastings playing things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. Courtney Spahn down in the corner to Shop. Works it inside to Stadler. Knocked off balance. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. Concordia being aggressive inside there. Kind of knocked Alicia off balance there. She goes up with a shot. Now a foul is going to be called on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Thompson checks out. Here comes Cammie Bruckman back into the ballgame. 2 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 25-24. Hastings down by 1 point. Kristen Conahan with the ball as she brings it across the midcourt stripe here. They run their set offense. Pites has got it now on the deep one on the left side, picked up by McDermott. There's Conahan with the ball again, sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Bertel. Down to the elbow, left side of the lane to Lobota. Kicks it back out here to Conahan across the top to Pites, down in the corner. Here's a jumper put up from the baseline. That's going to be no good by Rich. Offensive rebound inside by Lobota. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Cammy Breckman. Breckman now on the right sideline as they get it to Spahn. Out of Sophia. Inside to Statler. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Katie Rich of Concordia. A minute and 47 seconds to play here in the first half. 25-24. The Dogs are out on top of the Broncos here tonight. There's a Kristen Conahan with the ball. Moving out here in three-point territory. A lob to the high post. Deflected by Statler. Picked up by Conahan now. Conahan working against Josie Schomp. On the wing to Pites. Bounce pass goes inside to Lobota. Back out to Conahan for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound, Lobota. She comes across the lane as she gets it over there to Katie Rich. Dribbles inside. Goes against Statler. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Courtney Spahn back with the ball for the Broncos with a minute and 14 seconds to play. Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is being batted around. It's finally picked up here by Breckman. Her shot in front of the basket's been going no good. And the rebound comes down to Lori Lobota. Lobota has got it down for Concordia. Now they get it off to Conahan, and her shot for three is up and in. Kristen Conahan now with 9 points in the ball game. She's hit 3 three-pointers. 28-24 is the score. Hastings now down by 4 points with 45 seconds to play. Here's a Courtney Spahn with it. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Alicia Statler. Dribbling down the right side of the lane. Out to Spahn. Takes it to the elbow. Stops there. Bounce pass inside. That's Statler with the ball. Her shot up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lori Lobota. Here comes Concordia back. And now the Dogs will work for the final shot here this first half. 28-24 is the score. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Conahan just dribbling with the ball. Still in backcourt. And finally, Josie Schomp will come out and attack her. Here comes Conahan back with the ball into the forecourt now. Moves it down the near sideline. Conahan trying to get away. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Out to the left side, Lobota. Sends it over here on the right side to Katie Rich down to the baseline. Her shot is no good. She was hammered on the play there by Breckman, but it occurred after the horn sounds, and that's the end of the first half of play. First half in the books tonight in women's college basketball. Hastings College had the early lead in this one, but Concordia comes storming back. And the Bulldogs have the lead here at halftime. It's Concordia 28, Hastings College 24. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS at halftime of the women's ball game. It is Concordia out on top of Hastings by a score of 28-24. Concordia had the lead early in this ball game at 6-3, also at 7-3 before the Broncos came back and scored 5 straight points. They grab an 8-7 advantage. Broncos actually scored seven straight as they got out to a 10-7 advantage before Concordia came back to tie things up at 10 points apiece. Tied up at 12. The Broncos then opened up a 6-point lead at 22-16 for their biggest lead of the first half, but Concordia ends up outscoring the Broncos in the last couple of minutes of the first half at 12-2. And right now, Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College in women's basketball by a score of 28-24. We'll check the scoring. We've got the shooting numbers here in the ball game. The scoring in the first half of play, first of all, for Hastings. Courtney Spahn is leading the way. She has got 7 points in the ball game. Spahn has knocked down a three-pointer, and she's got 2 2-point field goals. So Courtney was 7 points off of the bench. Alicia Statler has got 7 points. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Haley Raggett off of the bench. She's got 6 points. Raggett has got a couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the only other person to score is Brittany Wong. She has knocked down a 3-pointer here in the first half. And also Josie Schopp, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. She's got 1 point. Hastings has turned the ball over 7 times so far here in this first half of play. Hastings with 7 turnovers compared to 6 for the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia is being led so far by Kristen Conahan. She's nailed 3 3-pointers. She's got 9 points here at halftime. Amber Kistler has got 4 points and a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lori Labota has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Katie Rich has got a field goal. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Brittany Bertel has got a field goal for 2. Bailey Morris, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 2 points. And the other point came from Tracy Pite. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So our score here at halftime, it is Concordia out on top of Hastings by the score of 28-24. Shooting numbers here in the first half of play. Hastings hitting 9 out of 34 from the field for just 26.5%. Ditto for Concordia. So the two teams, identical shooting numbers here in the first half. 9 out of 34 for 26.5%. Hastings College is 2 out of 6 on three-pointers for 33%. Concordia is 4 out of 15 for 26%. The Broncos hitting 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. And Concordia 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe for 75%. Concordia out-rebounding Hastings 27-22 in the first half, including 10-7 on the offensive end. We mentioned the turnovers. Hastings has got 7 turnovers in the ball game compared to 6 for Concordia. The Broncos with no block shots and 4 steals in the first half. Concordia has got 2 block shots and 4 steals. Again, Concordia with a lead here over Hastings College in a battle of two of the nation's best here tonight. 6th-ranked Concordia leading 14th-ranked Hastings by the score of 28-24 here at halftime. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and then Tyson Irvonik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Josie Schomp from Hershey, Nebraska. A junior transfer from Doan College, majoring in biology with a 3.64 GPA. On the court, she's appeared in all 17 games for the Lady Broncos, and in the classroom is a member of the National Honor Society, the Dean's List, and a member of the Pre-Med Club. Her hobbies include rodeo, golf, and track. Your KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Josie Schomp. KHES Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We're at halftime of the Hastings College basketball games. Joining us now on the line, we have Dr. Dwayne Strassheim. He is a Dean Emeritus and also the Professor of English and Linguistics over at Hastings College as well. Dr. Strassheim, thank you so much for being our guest this afternoon.
Well, yes, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Dr. Strassheim, we brought you on the program as we're kind of focusing on this particular month on the Hastings College Spotlight about the J term currently going on over at Hastings College, and brought you on the program because you have an interesting, very historical perspective on things, and we want to kind of get a look on how this all got started. And with that, Dr. Strassheim, just tell us a little bit about the history of J term.
Well, it goes back a long, long way, and so do I at Hastings College. I came to Hastings College in the fall of 65. But actually, the seed was planted in 64 when we underwent a visit, an accreditation visit, by the North Central Association. That's our most important accreditation at Hastings College. They accredit our entire program, and they came in 64. That was the year before I was here. But as part of the of an accreditation visit, an accreditation team will often give a school some advice that it doesn't necessarily need to follow in order to stay accredited, but good advice for improving the institution. And basically, they told us in 1964 that we had a really strong traditional academic program, but one of the things we might consider would be something that would maybe be new and different and innovative and fresh and something that might set us apart from other strong private liberal arts colleges. So that occurred in 64, and Ted Maxson was the president of Hastings College at that time. He had come here in 1957, and he came here from the National Office of the Presbyterian Church, and he was in charge of higher education, and so he worked with all of the Presbyterian colleges, and it so happened that the very first college in the nation to adopt a J term or a 414 calendar was Florida Presbyterian in 1960, and they were just delighted with the success that they had had with it, and of course they had communicated that to Dr. Maxson, and so Dr. Maxson immediately proposed that we do that here at Hastings College, and so we debated that as a faculty. By the fall of 65, I was here as a member of the faculty, and we debated that all year from the 1965-1966 academic year. There were a lot of strong feelings expressed and so forth, and we all thought it was terribly controversial, but when it came down to it in the spring of 66, as I recall, and don't quote me on this for the exact numbers, but okay, as I recall, the vote was about 55-4 in favor of going to a 414 calendar, 4 months in the fall, 1 month in January, and 4 months in the spring. And so we voted for that, and we adopted it, and our first J term was in 1967. We were tied for sixth in the nation, if you want to think of it that way. That is, there were five other schools by then which had adopted a J term before we did, and there were several schools that adopted it in 1967 for the 1967 January term. And one of the nice ways to remember that is that the Super Bowl started in 1967 as well. And so this will be the 46th this is the 46th Super Bowl this year, and this is the 46th J-term at Hastings College. So that's a little bit on the very early history of J-term.
Once again, Dr. Dwayne Strassheim, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Dean Emeritus, Professor of English and Linguistics as well. Dr. Strassheim, we really appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight, getting that perspective on J-Term, and we look forward to the continued success at J-Term at Hastings College and look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
Keep it here on 1230 KHAS. When we come back, it's the second half action, Hastings College Broncos, Concordia Bulldogs on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We're at halftime. Concordia with a lead over Hastings College here in women's play. 28-24 is our score. Checking some other scores in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at halftime. Morningside is leading Mount Marty 33-23. Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 40-25. And Doan has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 47-33. The other games going on, Briar Cliff is playing at Midland University tonight. And you've got Dakota State playing a non-conference game at Dort College over in Sioux Center. So Hastings College had a six-point lead at 22-16. Concordia wraps up the first half on a 12-2 run, so the Bulldogs have a 28-24 advantage to get the second half underway. We counted up nine shots missed by Hastings College within about 3-4 feet of the basket in the lane in that first half of play. So nine missed shots for Hastings in that first half of play, including layups and little bunnies that Hastings could not convert on. The Broncos should have the lead. In fact, the Broncos could have a double-digit lead here in this one if they could convert on the easy shots underneath the hole, but that's not the case. They fell out of there, and the Broncos shot just 26.5% in the first half of play. So we'll see what happens here in half number two as Concordia will shoot to our basket to our left, and the Bulldogs have a four-point lead, 28-24. As Concordia attacks here, the Hastings College man-to-man defense. That's Pites with the ball. Comes over here on the near sideline now to Conahan. Back outside, a three-pointer put up and in. Right off the bat, Amber Kistler hitting a three-pointer there for Concordia. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. That's a 31-24 ball game. And the ball is tipped out of bounds here. Ball tipped out of bounds here as the Broncos were trying to bring the ball up the floor here. Again, Concordia with that backcourt pressure. This is a team that forces 28 turnovers per ball game. They are number one in the conference in turnover margin. And Concordia's got their biggest lead of the ball game now at 31-24. Here's Hastings with the ball. Sophia McDermott dribbles to the elbow. Right side of the traveling violation. Sophia McDermott trying to penetrate inside. His whistle for the traveling violation. That is eight turnovers now at Hastings. McDermott comes out. Here comes Josie Schomp back into the ball game. So Schomp comes back in there just 30 seconds into the second half. She had a pretty productive first half of play for head coach Jeff Dittman. And now Concordia has got a 7-point lead. Ball tipped away by Schomp. Picked back up. They send it back down low. Here's a shot up and in. That's Lori Labota scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and Concordia has opened up a 33-24 lead over Hastings a minute into the second half. Here's a Brittany Wong with the ball facing this backcourt pressure. Wong dribbling with it here. Comes to Alicia Stadler still with it here in backcourt. Now to Brittany Wong. She finally gets it into the offensive zone, but Hastings has got just 14 seconds left on the shot clock to try to set up something here. Josie Schopp with the ball on the wing, sends it inside down to Alicia Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. The board there by Loboda as she runs her back the other way to Conahan. Or Conahan gets it into the forecourt now over on the right side to Kistler. Kistler moves it over here to Pites. Now back to the right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Kistler. Long rebound goes out of bounds on the far sideline. That's going to be Hastings College ball. And now head coach Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. So Hastings being outscored 12-2 at the end of the first half, and they've been outscored 5-0 here at the beginning of the second half of play. 18 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Concordia 33, Hastings 24.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Yes.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The sixth-ranked Concordia Bulldogs out on top of Hastings now by a score of 33-24. A 12-2 run at the end of the first half and a 5-0 run at the beginning of the second half so far. And Concordia has opened up this 9-point lead. The Broncos got to find some offense here. And hitting just a shade over 25% of the first half of play. Hastings has got the ball. That's a Statler. She comes to Josie Schopp. Schopp now in a 2-on-2 back the other way. She's trapped in the corner. Now sends it here to the elbow. That's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Now to Schopp. Free throw line extended left side. Hastings now setting up against his man-to-man. Inside to get it to us. Statler kicks it back out here to Wong. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Melissa Thompson grabs it. Thompson down to a Schopp over there on the far side. Josie dribbling to her right. Gets it now into the hands of Spahn as she sends it back inside to Statler. And there's a foul inside. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Lori Loboda. That's going to be her first. So Statler to the free throw line now for the Broncos. She's got 7 points in the ballgame, 3 field goals, 1 out of 1 for the line. Statler is 72% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. 33-24 is the score. The Broncos are down by 9 points here early in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's good by Statler. So it's now a 33-25 ball game in favor of Concordia. Bring the ball back will be Conahan for Concordia. Goes over the wing to Pites. Dribbles to the top of the key. The ball is slapped away. Now we got a traveling violation on Pites. Traveling violation called there. And Drew Olson, the headband for Concordia, not happy there. Josie Schopp got her hands on the ball. But a traveling violation here on the Bulldogs. That's going to be 7 turnovers now in Concordia. Hastings College has got the ball here on the near sideline. They will play things in. 17:48 to play here in the ballgame. 33-25. Concordia with a lead. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Conahan as the Broncos turn it away here. Conahan down in the corner to Loboda. Her shot is up there for three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Josie Schopp with the ball. Bounce pass down the near sideline to Brittany Wong. She gets away. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Statler. And a two-handed pass goes sailing over the head of Courtney Spahn down in the corner. So the Broncos turn it away for the 10th time here in this ballgame. Hastings trailing with 17:31 to play now. It is 33-25. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College. Here comes Conahan back with the ball now for Concordia. Waist-high dribble as she brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Sends it over on the wing on the right side now to Kistler. Picked up over there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Kistler gets the ball to Conahan. Back to Kistler. Open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Her second three of the second half. She's now got 10 points in the ball game, and Concordia is now out to a 36-25 advantage over Hastings. They've outscored the Broncos 8-1 to begin the second half of play. And now the ball is lost out of bounds by the Broncos back here in the offensive zone. Down here in the baseline, Melissa Thompson having problems with it. That's 11 turnovers on Hastings now in the ball game. 36-25 is the score now. Concordia has got the lead, and both of these teams give up less than 60 points per ball game. Hastings is number one in the conference. Actually, Concordia is number one in the conference at 57.9. Hastings is number two in the conference at 59.8. So the low-scoring game doesn't surprise us here tonight. Here's Katie Rich with the ball. She's trying to dribble with it. The ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. Coming to the ball game now for Hastings will be Breckman. Coming in will be Frankie Peterson. Courtney Spahn is going to check out. Here comes Melissa Thompson out of the ball game. Head coach Jeff Dittman continues to shuttle players, looking for a little spark offensively here in this one. 36-25, the Broncos down by 11. Here's Conahan, open for three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. She's trapped along the baseline, and down the ball knocked out of her hands. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Now the Broncos will have to face this backcourt pressure again. Hastings with 11 turnovers so far in this ball game. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball. Lobs it here to Statler. Now down the right sideline to Josie Schopp. Grabs the ball, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. Nice job breaking the pressure that time. As a Statler came down the near sideline to a Josie Schopp, and she's going to be fouled in the play here by Katie Rich. That's going to be the second foul on Rich. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs here in the second half. And Josie Schopp goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's her second free throw of the night. She'll get one more. Schopp has been used sparingly so far this season. Her season high, the 4 points that she put up in the ball game against McPherson earlier this year. Second shot is up there. It is good. She's hit three free throws here in this ball game, and the Broncos are now back within 9 points at 36-27. There's Bailey Morris into the ball game. She's got the ball on the right side. Comes across the top to Rich. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Breckman of Hastings. Gets it down to the hands of Frankie Peterson. Here come the Broncos back in the offensive zone. Josie Schomp has got it. Top of the key. Moves it over here on the right side to Cammie Breckman, the Statler, down in the corner to Wong. Shot for three, no good. Alicia with a rebound, goes back up. She's hammered in the play, and a foul is called. Statler is knocked down in the play, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Concordia. The foul is going to go on Brittany Bertel. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Statler. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 36-27, Hastings down by nine. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Statler now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. Here comes Loboda back into the ball game. Here comes Brittany Benson back in there now for head coach Drew Olson. 16:03 to play. It's 36-28. Next shot is up there by Statler. Good. Drains the free throw tosses. And the Broncos back to within 7 points now at 36-29. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball now for Concordia. Comes into the offensive zone to Benson. Benson out to Conahan out here in 3 point territory. Conahan moves it to Bailey Morris on the deep wing right side. Down in the corner to Benson, and now we got a whistle down there. And we have got a foul called. Right, let's see what's going on down here. She's out of bounds down there, I think. Yeah, she's out of bounds down there in the corner, the Coffin corner, and it's going to be Hastings' ball as they will play things in. So the Broncos will get it in down to Alicia Statler. Alicia here in backcourt, now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson working here in backcourt, gets it into the offensive zone to Cammie Breckman at the top of the key. Two-handed pass down in the corner. Josie Schopp for three. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Benson. Benson gets it away now to Conahan as she runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. 36-29 to score. Concordia's got the lead. Bailey Morris to Conahan. They get it outside down to Benson. Down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Rich. Long rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Rich goes down. There's going to be a personal foul called here on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be your first. So Cammie Breckman gets hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be team foul number one of the Broncos here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Concordia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Tracy Pints will get it in the corner to Heiser, who's back in the ball game. It's tipped around here. Bailey Morris picks it up. Goes to the far sideline out of Kistler. Kistler down to Pites, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Now to Morris, over here on the wing. Morris gets away from Schopp, takes it inside. Her shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's brought down there by Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got the ball for Hastings College. 5 minutes into the second half. Broncos trailing by 7 points here. 36-29, there's Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong on the deep wing on the left side, dribbling with it. Stomps out here in three-point territory, now in trouble. There's Peterson with it. Peterson drives it down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Having problems here as he's double-teamed. And then we got a foul called here. A personal foul to be whistled on Kelsey Heiser for Concordia. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Dogs. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong will trigger things in for Hastings. Looking, they get it inside. The ball tipped away from Cammie Breckman. And the ball brought out of there now by Heiser. Heiser gets it out of the hands of Bailey Morris into the forecourt. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her scoop shot is up there. It's good. Bailey Morris takes it to the hole there. May have got away with a palming violation. But Morris takes it to the hole and scores. 38-29 is the score now. It's a 9-point lead for Concordia with 14 and a half to play. Here's Josie Schomp weaving her way up the floor. Gets to Statler in the lane. Her shot no good. And she loses the ball out of bounds. A lot of arms in there, but Statler could not get a clean shot away. The ball goes off of her fingertips out of bounds. Hastings turns it away here. It'll be Concordia basketball as they come back the other direction. 14:09 to play. Here in the ball game, it's 38-29. Concordia with a 9-point lead. Hastings in that man-to-man defense. Pints has got the ball in deep wing right side. Picked up by Brittany Wong. Uses a screen. Bounce pass comes over here to Kistler. Shot for three. Good again. Amber Kistler hits a three-pointer. She's now got 13 points in the ball game. 11 so far here in the second half of play. And Concordia has opened up a 41-29 lead. Here's Schomp underneath the hole. She loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds, and we've got a turnover on Hastings. Josie Schomp having problems with it as the Broncos broke the press. And Hastings turns the ball away for the 13th time here tonight. So now Concordia has got their biggest lead of the ball game with 13 minutes and 43 seconds to play, 41-29. Hastings has been outscored here in the second half, 13-5 to the Bulldogs. And Concordia looking for more as they come back the other way. There's a Bailey Morris on the trot back the other direction. As she brings it into the forecourt, feeds it over there on the wing to a Tracy Pines behind the screen again. The Kistler moves it down in the corner to Morris for three. Shot is short, no good. We got a foul and the rebound. A personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Brittany Benson. That's going to be her second. Here comes McDermott into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Brittany Wong. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings trailing Concordia 41-29. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. Hastings will try it again. End of the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Brittany Bertel. Bertel will check in. Coming out is going to be Kelsey Heiser. Also into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Kaylee Raggett. Hastings will play things in. Here in the backcourt, 13:27 to play in the ballgame, 41-29. Broncos getting it in now to Josie Schomp back here in backcourt. Racing the near sideline to Laurel Zwiener. Her pass down to McDermott. Underneath the basket, her shot is up and in. McDermott scores for Hastings, and the Broncos back to within 10 points, 41-31. There's a Kistler with the ball. Cross-court pass to Morris here on the near side. Bailey dribbles it down on the baseline. Gets away. Now throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be, let's see, Hastings basketball. Last touch by Concordia. 13:04 to play here in the ball game. Hastings 41. Actually, Concordia 41, Hastings 31. Alicia Statler with the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott here in backcourt, trying to get away from his double team. McDermott on the dribble. Gets it across the midcourt stripe. A high pass to Statler. Now to a Josie Schomp on the far sideline. Dribbles inside. Dumps it off to Zwiener. She loses control of it. It's loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Concordia. Another turnover on Hastings. Back the other way is going to be a Kistler. Kistler comes to the near side. Now to Morris. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Kicks it back out to a Kistler over there on the wing on the right side. Takes it down in the baseline. Dumps it off in the lane to Benson. Her shot is up there. Top of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's Laurel Zwiener. Outlet pass to McDermott. Pass down to four. They get it to a Schomp, and her shot is up and in. Josie Schomp gets the field goal, and Sophia McDermott gets the assist on that baby. 12 minutes and 19 seconds to play. It's now a 41-33 ball game. Hastings trailing by 8 points. It's going to be Concordia playing things in. Both coaches sending some new troops in here. Cammie Breckman is going to come in now for Hastings College. And the Broncos will get to play things in as they turn the ball over here in backcourt. Concordia turns it over after Hastings got the field goal. The Broncos have the ball. This is Sierra Williamson who's into the ball game now to Breckman. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. That's Sierra Williamson grabbing the ball there for Hastings. Back out to Breckman at the three-point circle. Now to Williamson here on the near sideline. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Raggett for three. Shot is up there. She buries it. Kaylee Raggett hits the three-pointer, and Hastings back to within 5 points now. 41-36. The Broncos have scored the last 7 points here in the ball game. Here's a Lobota with the ball. Comes across the top to Katie Rich. Drives it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Kicks it over there to Kistler. She takes it down on the baseline. Runs into a Laurel Zwiener. Now down to the low block left side of Bertel. Out of the wing, that's Loboda with it now to Katie Rich. Down in the corner right side, another three-pointer by Amber Kistler is up and in. She is red hot. She's got 16 points in the ball game. She's averaging 13 in the season. But she's got 12 of those so far here in the second half of play. 44-36 is the score. There's a Zwiener with the ball here in backcourt. Goes to McDermott. The pass is wide of the target. McDermott saves it. They get it to Laurel Zwiener, still in backcourt. Zwiener dribbling with the ball. Now gives it up here to Breckman. Cammy Breckman races the ball into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes over to Zwiener. Now to Breckman. And now Hastings with only 10 seconds to work on the shot clock. Breckman has the ball tipped out of her hands. It goes down to the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to, it was last touch by Hastings. So the Broncos going with a little bit different lineup now. Sierra Williamson is into the ball game as well as Laurel Zwiener. They got some height in there as well as McDermott and also Cammy Breckman and Kaylee Rangith. And now Drew Olson wants to call a timeout here for Concordia. 10 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Concordia 44, Hastings 36.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. The other halftime scores again. It was Morningside leading Mount Marty 33-23. Northwestern at last check had the lead over Dakota Wesleyan 40-25. Doan was leading Nebraska Wesleyan 47-33. The other games going on in the conference tonight. Dort is playing a non-conference game with Dakota State. And Briar Cliff is playing in Fremont tonight against Midland University. Concordia led 28-24 here at halftime. They got into a 41-29 lead as they outscored Hastings in the first couple of minutes, 13-5. That was coupled with a 12-2 run at the end of the first half of play. So Concordia put together a 25-7 run over Hastings College in the final couple of minutes of the first half and the first couple of minutes of the second half. But now Hastings has battled back. The Broncos are back to within 8 points here. 44-36 is the score. Conahan back into the ball game for Concordia. Goes to Rich, and she's fouled in a play here. He is fouled here by Cammy Breckman of Hastings. That's the first foul on Breckman. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Concordia's got five team fouls so far. Here in the second half, Conahan has got the ball. For Concordia goes to Katie Rich. Rich dribbles down the right sideline. Now loses control of the ball as it was tapped out of her hands, out of bounds. So it'll be Concordia playing things in on the far sideline, right in front of the Hastings College band who is with us here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Amber Kistler, who's been hot here in the second half. She's got 12 points. She'll play things in to Conahan out here in three-point territory. Conahan moving with the ball here at the top of the key. Now gives it away. That's going to be Katie Rich with the ball. Katie Rich around the screen, moves it to the elbow, kicks it back out. Kistler for three. Shot rims off this time. Rebound is loose, picked up by Williamson of Hastings. Sierra Williamson dribbling with the ball here in backcourt. Nearly travels with the ball. Keeps a back foot stationary, and it gets it into the hands now of Cammy Breckman, who brings it into the offensive zone. Bounds to Sierra Williamson out here in three-point territory. Williamson bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener trying to wheel in the lane, dumps it off to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Goes back up. She's hammered in the play. So Hastings going with some tall girls in there right now. Laurel Zwiener at 6'3", and also Sierra Williamson at 6', trying to attack the basket there. And finally, Laurel Zwiener rounds the personal foul. It's going to go on Lori Loboda of Concordia. That's going to be her second. Zwiener at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Zwiener is 61% foul shooter of the season. She is now 12 out of 19. Here comes Josie Schopp back into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Brittany Wong is going to check in. Tammy Breckman comes to the bench, and also McDermott comes to the bench. 9:52 to play. Here's the next shot by Zwiener. It's good. So the Pleasanton native, Laurel Zwiener, knocks down a couple of free throws here. 44-38 is the score now with 9:49 to play. As Concordia comes back the other direction, that's Conahan with the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the wing here. That's Katie Rich. Dribbles to the top of the key, down the right side of the lane. Goes for the hole, and she's going to be fouled into play here by Statler. Alicia Statler picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line now for Concordia is going to be Katie Rich, as she was mauled in the act of shooting here. 9:38 to play in the ballgame, 44-38. Concordia's got the lead. Here's a shot by Rich at the free throw line. Good. Katie Rich now 2 of 3 from the line. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Rich is a 5'9" junior out of Tilden, Nebraska. She'll toe the mark for her second shot. That's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Alicia Statler of Hastings. Bounce pass to the near sideline now to Josie Schaap. Schaap gets into the hands of Brittany Wong. Down to Alicia Statler. Statler's pass down to Kaylee Raggett, left side of the lane. Raggett has got the ball, looking to get rid of it. Does. Josie Schaap has got it. Now to Raggett. To Williamson. To Wong over here. Free throw line extended right side. Here's Josie Schaap. Entry pass to Statler. Now to Kaylee Raggett. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Stops there. Now outside. Here's Williamson for three. Shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Kistler. Kistler's got it now to Conahan for Concordia. Long pass down the floor. They get it to a Katie Rich. Back outside. That's Kistler. Kistler taking it into the paint there. Stops. Cross-court pass goes to Conahan over on the wing. Hastings playing a man-to-man defense. 8:50 to play in the ballgame. 45-38. Concordia's got the lead. Kistler down on the baseline. Here's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Lobota. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Kaylee Raggins has got the ball for the Broncos. Now to Josie Schaap. Josie brings it into the offensive zone. Being pressured by Katie Rich. Gets it into the hands now of Brittany Wong. She drives the ball against Conahan. Comes out to Williamson at the top of the key. Lobs the ball back inside to Statler. Her shot is up there and in. Statler now with 12 points in the ball game for the Broncos. 45-40 again. Hastings trailing by just 5 points here. Now with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here's Conahan with the ball. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Conahan got away from Josie Schaap and scores. Kristen Conahan now with 11 points in the ball game. Here's a pass down the near sideline. Schaap picks it up down in the corner for Hastings and comes back out on top to Alicia Statler. Now to Wong on the wing on the left side. To Kaylee Raggett out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top down to Josie Schaap. Schaap looking at the three-pointer. Bounce pass goes inside and a kicking violation here. But 15 seconds back on the shot clock. A kicking violation there on the Concordia. So they'll put 15 on the shot clock. We got 7:53 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trailing by 7 points in this contest, 47-40. But Hastings will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong has got the ball. She lobs it in here to Statler. Comes to the near sideline down to Josie Schaap. Entry pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down here by Lobota. She drives it the length of the floor. And we got a foul called. Getting back there for Hastings. Committing the personal foul was Josie Schaap. That's going to be her first. So the Broncos turn it away for the 15th time here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line will be Lori Lobota. She has got 6 points in the ballgame, 3 field goals. 47-40, Concordia with a lead. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Lobota. She'll get one more. She is number 4 in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 82%. She's now 38 out of 46 in the free throw line. She misses this one. And the rebound comes down to Statler. He's in trouble, gets the pass away. Kaylee Raggett all alone. She dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Kaylee Raggett scores. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. It's 48-42. The Broncos within 6 points. Here's a Conahan with the ball. The Bailey Morris who's back into the ballgame. Out of Conahan to the wing on the right side. That's Heiser. She gets away, takes it down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside to Lobota. Her shot is up and in. Lobota scoring there. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame. And now we've got a timeout. Concordia wants to call a timeout here to talk things over. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's now Concordia 50, Hastings 42.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 7:20 to play. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 50-42. It is a Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan 55-37. They got about 12 minutes to play in their ball game tonight up in Mitchell. We will see Dakota Wesleyan coming up on Sunday afternoon at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt, trailing by 8 points. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Bailey Morris. Another turnover on Hastings. Morris, the shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Alicia Statler has got it for the Broncos. Now to Josie Schomp, down the near sideline to Wong. Brittany Wong right here at the top of the three-point circle, picked up by Conahan. Entry pass to get it to Statler off of her fingertips, and is brought down here by Tracy Pints of Concordia. Back-to-back turnovers for Hastings College as Concordia's got the ball back in the offensive zone with 6:45 to play. Here in this ball game, Bailey Morris comes on the near side to Kristen Conahan. Conahan away from a screen, throws up a three-pointer. It's up there and in. Kristen Conahan is number three in the conference in three-pointers made, and she has nailed a couple here in this one. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Here's another. Ball is deflected in backcourt. It is loose. It's picked up by Pites. Another turnover on Hastings. They're 18th in the ball game. Bailey Morris has got the ball to Conahan. Down in the corner, here's Heiser. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Alicia's got the ball. Now comes to Brittany Wong. A long pass down to four is going to be knocked away there from Josie Schomp out of bounds. And now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings wants to call a timeout. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 53, Hastings 42.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
1230 KHAS. Yes.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow, we're going to have high school basketball for you. Minden is going to be in town to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's a matchup of number one, actually number two, against number seven. Hastings St. Cecilia took care of number one last night when they beat Boone Central. That will be our 5:30 ball game on the breeze tomorrow night, KLIQ 94.5. 5:30 pregame show, 5:45 for the tip-off between number two-ranked Minden and seventh-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. Then at 7:30 or upon the conclusion of that ball game, the Minden boys will be in town as they take on the Hastings High Tigers tomorrow night up at the Tiger Gym. That ball game scheduled to get underway at 7:30. So we'll have both of those games for you tomorrow night on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 53-42, Hastings College trailing here by 11. The inbounds pass is going to be deflected away as they try to go inside again to a Zwiener. And the ball is taken out there by Concordia on the 19th turnover here for Hastings College. So now with 6 minutes to play, Concordia's got the ball and an 11-point lead here in women's college basketball tonight. Here's Bailey Morris with the ball now on the wing. That's a Conahan. Conahan working over there against Wong to Tracy Pints now. Entry passes get to the free throw line. That's a Conahan back down to the baseline. Morris driving the baseline, and the ball is going to be blocked out of bounds. Concordia will play things in. 3 seconds left in the shot clock. Concordia will play it in just to the left of the basket. Katie Rich will inbound the ball here for Concordia. She just backs it off with the back of Laurel Zwiener. And it's picked up here by Rich as she tries to put up a shot and a shot clock violation here on Concordia. That was Katie Rich. She was inbounding the ball. Laurel Zwiener had her back to Rich. She just bounces off of Laurel Zwiner's back. Rich tried to put up an easy field goal there, but it would not go, so Hastings will get the ball on the shot clock violation here for the Bulldogs. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by 11, 53-42. Here's Josie Schomp with the ball deep in the corner to the left side. Josie gets it out to the top of the key to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener now to Courtney Spahn, who's into the ball game. Right side, free throw line extended. That's going to be Wong with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Down to Zwiener. Nice pass underneath. There's Courtney Spahn. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Comes out to Josie Schomp on the wing. Down in the corner, down to Spahn. Entry pass to Zwiener. She backs up, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's down on the baseline. It's picked up here by Concordia, but she's out of bounds. That's Brittany Bertel grabbing the ball there for the Dogs. She's out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Williamson checks out. Here comes Statler back in there. 5 minutes and 1 second to play here in this second half. It's 53-42. Concordia's got an 11-point lead. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball to Courtney Spahn. Inside down to Williams, rather to Courtney. Laurel Zwiener has got it. Zwiener gets it out to Courtney Spahn. Back in to Zwiener. Right here, just the right of the lane. Now dribbles the inside to Painter. Shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Katie Rich of Concordia. Rich to Conahan into the forecourt. Now to Loboda. Back out to Conahan out here in three-point territory. 4:40 to play in the ball game. It's 53-42. Concordia's got an 11-point lead over Hastings. Now the Bulldogs not going to be in any hurry to throw these shots up. Conahan working over here on the wing on the right side. Uses a screen, can't put up a shot. Goes over on the right side to a Kistler. Cross-court pass comes to the near sideline. Rich will throw up a three. Her shot's off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Zwiener has got it. Long pass ahead. They get it to Brittany Wong. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Statler. She's following the play. She goes back up for the shot. Alicia Statler goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is whistled on Conahan. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number seven on the Bulldogs. So Hastings now in the bonus situation down the stretch here. Alicia Statler to the free throw line. She has got 12 points in the ballgame. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings missing another free throw here. Ragoth comes into the ball game. Here comes Sophia McDermott in. It's going to be Schomp coming to the bench and also Courtney Spahn. 53-42. Next shot is up there by Statler. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Katie Rich for Concordia. Now to Conahan into the forecourt to Kistler. Gets it back outside the ring to Loboda. Now to Conahan. We got 4 minutes to play in the ball game, and Hastings is down by 11 points. It's 53-42. Here's Katie Rich working here against a McDermott, having problems with the dribble, picks it back up. Katie Rich gets it away to the near sideline to a Loboda. Now with 8 seconds left in the shot clock, here's a Kistler with the ball. Her pass down in the corner to Conahan. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Conahan throws up a long three. Her shot is no good and a shot clock violation. That one did not draw iron, so Conahan's off-balance 35-footer from the right sideline was no good, and Hastings will play things in. Good defense there by the Broncos. It's going to be Hastings playing it in. This is going to be Alicia Statler down the near sideline now to McDermott. Hustles into the forecourt. Sophia brings it back out here in the three-point territory. Williamson at the top of the key. Gets it over on the wing on the left side to Brittany Wong. There's a Kaylee Raggett for three from the top of the circle. A shot good. Kaylee Raggett knocks down another three-pointer. She likes that spot. She hit four of them the other day against Mount Marty, and Kaylee Raggett has got a couple here in this ball game. Raggett now with 14 points in the ball game and a timeout Hastings. As the Broncos are back to within, 8 points here in the ballgame now. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play. It is Concordia 53, Hastings 45.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Next game for the Broncos is going to be on Sunday afternoon. For the second straight week, Hastings will play on a Sunday. And this time we'll be on the road in Mitchell, South Dakota. We'll be back with the historic Corn Palace on Sunday afternoon. Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. On the air with the pregame show at 1:45 on Sunday afternoon. Maybe a 2 o'clock tip-off with a women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Hastings playing at Dakota Wesleyan on the Sunday afternoon. And we'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. 3:20 to play in the ball game as Concordia comes back with the ball here. Back in their offensive zone. That's a Kristen Conahan with the ball. Now to Richie here. Katie Rich down in the corner. That's going to be a long-range jumper by Conahan. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Ragu with the ball back here in backcourt. Flips it away now to a Brittany, rather to a Brittany Wong. Wong gets it now to Kaylee Raggett, to Sophia McDermott. The ball poked away. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by McDermott. Gets it to Brittany Wong. Over on the wing on the left side. Wong throws up a long-range three. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. She loses control of the ball. It is loose and is picked up here by Amber Kistler. Kistler runs her back the other way for the Bulldogs. Cross-court pass comes to Conahan. Right in front of the Bulldog bench. Now with 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings still down by 8 points. 53-45. Conahan comes out here in the three-point territory out near the mid-court stripe. Now she's working out here. Is dribbling with the ball. We're down to 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Conahan throws the ball down to the baseline. That's going to be Kistler underneath the hole. Comes out here to Katie Rich loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Hastings. A turnover on Concordia. That's Sophia McDermott coming back on the dribble. Now to Statler out here in three-point territory. Kaylee Raggett from the right side. Her three-pointer is put up there. No good. Gets her own rebound at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. A shot by Alicia. Statler is up and in. Statler down with 14 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by 6 points. It's 53-47. Still plenty of time. 1:52 to play here this second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Katie Rich has got the ball picked up by McDermott here on the near sideline. Rich dribbles with it. Goes over to Kistler on the right wing. Back out to Katie Rich. Swings it left side down to Conahan. 1:38 to play. Conahan from the elbow puts up a shot and scores. Big bucket there by Kristen Conahan. She has now got 16 points in the ball game and a timeout. Concordia. Bulldogs want to talk things over with a minute and 35 seconds to play now in the ball game. The score, Concordia 55, Hastings 47.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:35 to play here in the second half. Hastings trailing Concordia 55-47. If you're just joining us, the Bulldogs going on a 12-2 run at the end of the first half of play. Then they start off the second half by going on a 13-5 run. And the Broncos are trying to come back. They have had her down to 5 points a couple of times, but so far unable to overcome that big spurt there in the middle part of the ball game. 55-47, Hastings trailing in the ball game. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. That's a Zwiener who gets the ball down to Wong into the forecourt. Now to Kaylee Raggett right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside here to Statler. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the ball is brought down by Conahan. Hastings missing another shot right in the lane there in the paint. Conahan has got the ball now to Amber Kistler here in backcourt. 1:08 to play. The Broncos still trailing 55-47. With the ball in backcourt now is going to be Bailey Morris. She works against McDermott, and Sophia just reaches out there and commits the personal foul. Sophia McDermott picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. Coming into the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Josie Schomp. Coming out will be McDermott. Also checking in there for the Broncos is going to be Melissa Thompson. Thompson will check in for Laurel Zwiener. So the Broncos looking to get the ball here with 1:01 to play. 55-47, Hastings trailing in the ball game. Concordia will play things in. It's Conahan with the ball, picked up there by Brittany Wong. Conahan has the ball tipped loose, but a foul is going to be called here on Raggett. Kaylee reaches in there to try to jar the ball loose. Picks up the personal foul instead. That's going to be your first. Raggett having another good ball game offensively here tonight. She's got 14 points in the ball game. Alicia Stadler has got 14 points to lead the Broncos. Amber Kistler has got 14 points for Concordia, and Kristen Conahan has got 16. This is Conahan at the free throw line right now. Her shot is up there. It's good. Conahan buries the free throw. She's an 88% foul shooter in the season. And Concordia has now got a 9-point lead over Hastings, 56-47. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. And the lane is brought down there by Josie Schomp of Hastings. Schomp's pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Kistler. Another turnover on Hastings. That's her 20th of the ball game. Now we got a foul call here in backcourt. Brittany Wong picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 8 in the Broncos. Hastings now trailing by 9 points here in the ball game at 56-47. To the free throw line will be Amber Kistler. For Concordia, she's got 16 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Concordia, the third best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, hitting 73% of their foul shots as a team. Next shot up there by Amber Kistler is going to rattle off no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Bertel, and she's gone for the steps. Bertel grabs it just to the left of the basket there with Alicia Stadler draped all over her, and a traveling violation is called on there, Brittany Bertel. So Hastings will play things in. Statler with the ball here on the near sideline. Alicia looking, finally gets it away. Brittany Wong has got it now with 40 seconds to play. Hastings down by 10 points, 57-47. Wong to Kaylee Raggett, takes it down to the baseline, stops right there, and the ball is knocked out of her hands out of bounds. 33.8 seconds to play. Concordia ranked number 6 in the country, leading 14th-ranked Hastings tonight, 57-47. A matchup to the top 25-rated teams. As they get things in here, to Melissa Thompson back outside to Raggett for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bertel on the baseline. Her pass to the corner is going to be grabbed there. That's Kistler with the ball. Kistler now to Bailey Morris. Gets it down to four to Conahan. Drives for the hole. Shot good. Kristen Conahan scoring there. She got 19 points in the ball game, 59-47. Here's a Josie Schomp with the ball for Hastings. Dribbling to the free throw line. Stops there. Schomp gets rid of it. Now to Wong. Her long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Raggett in the lane. Out to Josie Schomp over here. Schomp sends it down low. Ball tipped away by Concordia from Statler. And now time runs out, and that's the ball game. A couple of players hitting the deck there, and the time just expires. And the Concordia Bulldogs knock off Hastings College in women's college basketball here tonight. Final score, Concordia 59, Hastings College 47. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Pearl Arena, the women's ball game in the books tonight. And the sixth-ranked team in the country, Concordia, knocks off Hastings tonight by a score of 59-47. It was 28-24 at halftime in favor of Concordia. Hastings actually had a six-point lead there late in the first half, but Concordia closes the first half on a 12-2 run. They grab that 28-24 advantage at halftime. Concordia then outscores Hastings 13-5 to begin the second half of play. Got out to a 41-29 lead with 13:43 to play, and that was just too much to overcome for Hastings College down the stretch. They headed down to 5 points a couple of times at 41-36 and at 45-40, but Hastings never able to overcome the lead, and the Broncos fall to Concordia here tonight. Concordia, the conference leaders, so now Hastings will drop two games behind Concordia as we make the turn, as we play all the conference teams one more time here for this 2011-2012 season. Concordia improves to 15 wins and two losses on the season. They are now 8-2 in the conference. Hastings College drops to 14-5. The Broncos now 6-4 in the conference. Again, Concordia wins it here tonight in women's college basketball. The score 59-47. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with Color Printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
So again, Concordia knocks off Hastings College tonight. Final score of 59-47. Scoring in the ball game here for Hastings. Leading the way was Kaylee Raggett and Alicia Stadler. Each player scoring 14 points in the ball game tonight. Kaylee came off of the bench to hit a couple of three-pointers, had 3 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 14. Alicia in the ball game. She scores 14 points on 5 field goals, and she was 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Those are the only two girls that hit double figures tonight for Hastings. So Sattler had 14. Kaylee Raggett had 14 points. 7 tonight for Courtney Spahn. As Spahn came off the bench, hit a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. Also scoring for Hastings tonight was Josie Schomp, and she had 5 points. Schomp had a field goal, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Not much else tonight for Hastings offensively. Brittany Wong held to just 3 points on the 1 3-pointer. 2 points tonight for Sophia McDermott and 2 points for Laurel Zwiener. That is it for the Broncos as they put 47 points on the board here tonight against the number one ranked defensive team in the conference in Concordia. The Bulldogs tonight getting 19 points from Kristen Conahan. Conahan came up with 4 3-pointers in the ball game. Scoring 17 points tonight was Amber Kistler. She hit on 4 3-pointers as well for the Bulldogs. She was also 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So those are the only two players that scoring double figures tonight for Concordia. Lori Loboda comes through with 9 points. 3 for Kelsey Heiser. 4 points for Bailey Moores tonight and a field goal and a couple of free throws. Brittany Brittell had 2 points, and Tracy Pites had 1 point for Concordia. So again, the Bulldogs knocking off Hastings College. The women's college play tonight, final score of 59-47. Had the final shooting numbers into the ball game tonight. Concordia hitting 20 out of 62 from the field for 32.3%. Hastings College, 16 out of 58 for 27.6%. So neither team shot them all real well in the ball game tonight. Concordia just 32%, Hastings 27%. 3-pointers, Concordia was 9 out of 29 for 31%. Hastings could manage just 4 out of 14 from behind the arc for 28.6%. Concordia was 10 out of 17 from the free throw line for 58%. Hastings 11 out of 15 for 73%. Hastings out-rebounding Concordia tonight 45-39, including 15-14 on the offensive end. The Broncos turned the ball over 21 times in the ball game tonight, 10 for Concordia. Hastings had 2 block shots and 6 steals. Concordia had 3 block shots and 13 steals in the basketball game here tonight. Alicia Stadler comes up with her second straight double-double. She had 14 points and 10 rebounds in the ball game tonight for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener had 6 rebounds for the Broncos. The leading rebounder for Concordia tonight was Lori Loboda. She just missed the double-double. She had 9 points and 10 rebounds. Katie Rich had 7 rebounds for the Bulldogs. But again, Hastings College dropping this one in women's college play tonight. Final score of 59-47. A couple other games have already gone final here tonight. In fact, just one other game right now. Dort College knocked off Dakota State in a non-conference game tonight by a score of 68-52. Rest of the ball games in the final stages. 2 minutes to play. Northwestern is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. The score is 69-58 at last check. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Doan is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 76-59. We'll keep up to date on the scores as we work our way through our in-between time here as the Hastings College men and Concordia out on the court right now going through their pregame workouts as we get set for an 8 o'clock tip-off here tonight between the Bulldogs and the Broncos in men's college play. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as his Broncos get ready to take the floor again tonight. In the final of the women's ball game, it was Concordia beating Hastings by the score of 59-47. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Concordia. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, obviously a big ball game here for us tonight against Concordia with the stretch we got coming up here. But tonight's a big one.
Yeah, it really is, because we finally got ourselves back in the win column and more importantly, in a conference game. So, you know, we didn't play our best. On Sunday, I thought we kind of got back to our turnover woes, and it was just kind of sloppiness, and it looked like maybe it was our first game out of break, but, you know, it was not the case. So just kind of, again, just a little bit of a focus and concentration issues, but I thought we ended the game a lot better than we started it, and I thought we had a good performance from a couple kids coming off of our bench.
Talk about the guys off of the bench. Alex there, Drew Danielson chipped in, Charles Ferguson all chipped in. Between them, they scored, what, 26, 28 points in the ball game.
Yeah, and in a game like that where it wasn't an overly huge scoring game just because the tempo of it favored Mount Marty a little bit more. But I thought those kids did a tremendous job and just kind of threw them to the wolves there, especially Drew, who hasn't seen but maybe 5 minutes all season. And he's a kid that's just been consistently come along in practice, and he's got an ability to make shots. And right now I just like the way he's competing. And you know, some of our other guards I didn't think were giving us the consistency and effort and focus that we were needing out of those positions, and we just kind of stuck with the kids and they did a nice job for us.
Offensively, just really kind of struggled in the ball game against the Lancers the other day.
We did, you know, and we shot 45%, so it's not like we shot the ball horribly, but it was, again, we're back to 23 turnovers like we were very early in our season, and I thought we had, you know, those down to about 13 or 14 on a consistent basis. So, you know, if you give us another 10 possessions, even at, you know, 40%, you know, there's another 6, 8, 10 points for you, depending on where you're getting those shots from. And I think more importantly, you know, we didn't have a free throw attempt in the first half, you know, and when you're the best free throw shooting team in your conference and you don't get there for 20 minutes, that's kind of a concerning factor too. So, you know, just kind of a lot of things in that mix. And again, I just think it was, we didn't come out. I thought we started the game okay, but I didn't think we maintained any kind of an energy level or a focus throughout that first 20 minutes, and second half was much better for us.
That's two games that your opponents have shot double the amount of free throws that you have. How do we get to the free throw line? What are we doing wrong here?
Well, I think it's just a tempo factor. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, when you look back and you see what we did in the second half against Mount Marty, we were just more aggressive with the ball. And I think, you know, right now, our kids are giving up, you know, dribble penetration opportunities at the first time they get a body placed on them, you know, and you've got to take another dribble or two. I think our post players are playing too fast in the post. I don't think they're allowing their shot fakes to work. I don't think they're allowing any kind of a contact to favor them. And some of it, too, is even defensively. When we're on the defensive end, especially against Dort, there were two opportunities, the first two of the three first possessions of that second half where we didn't take a charge. You know, we were there, we absorbed a blow, and we just stood straight up. You know, we didn't act. We didn't, you know, we didn't sell the charge. And I think so just a lot of those things, you know, we need to do a better job defensively of continuing to take charges and get that foul count up the ladder a little bit sooner in each half and just give ourselves a better chance to get to the foul line.
That's what's been going on offensively with Hastings. The other day we hold Mount Marty to 31% shooting defensively, but I think you'd have to agree that's probably not our best defensive effort there.
No, it wasn't. Again, in the second half, I thought we did a much better job of tracing the ball and getting hands on the basketball and getting some deflections and those kinds of things. But Mount Marty flat out just missed some shots, you know, especially in the first half, and that was my concern that, you know, they're not a great shooting team per se, but they're still college basketball players, and you still have to defend them, and you still have to stay consistent with your habits, because that's been our biggest thing is we'll play 20 minutes of very good basketball, and then we'll come out and slip, or we'll start slow and come back and have to scratch, you know, claw, tooth, and nail to get back into a basketball game. So it's just a slippage in our habits, and it's just, you know, something that we've continued to run kids, we've continued to discipline them in practices, we've continued to show film and do all those things that, again, you just wouldn't think 20 games into the season you'd have to continue to do.
Is on to Concordia here tonight. A team comes in with a mark of 8 wins and 8 losses on the season. They are 4-5 in the conference. So, like I said, when we started a big ball, you missed the team that is ahead of us right now in the conference standings.
Yeah, they are, and they're kind of, you know, playing with a head of steam. I mean, to go up to Northwestern a week ago and win by a large margin that they did is not an easy task. And then, you know, they played Dort, who's the number team in the country, to overtime the other day. So they're playing very good basketball, and I think they've got a very good rotation figured out. And Porter Battelle is the biggest key for them, and he's really competing at a high level for them.
Talk about him. He's the big body inside.
Big is an understatement. I mean, that kid is just a monster of a man. And the thing that's more impressive to me right now is just the fashion in which he is playing. He's really competing from the standpoint of offensive rebounding. I think he's a better defender. He looks to have lost a little bit of weight, you know, but he's still, you know, a legit 6'6", 6'7", and probably 260, maybe 270 pounds. And he's more explosive than he was, and he's using his body and holding off defenders and sealing and so he's really kind of the straw that stirs their drink, without a doubt.
He was the conference player of the week a week ago in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, so there's your talents right there. Big body inside, is that going to cause us some problems there?
Well, I think it will. You know, as far as you know, our game plan is first and foremost, we understand that it's going to be hard to double down on him and things like that just because Concordia makes a lot of three-point baskets, and so we're going to have to kind of pick and choose our opportunities to fire and kind of maybe mix it up with a little bit of zone, and we're going to have to trap some things and just control the tempo up front early on and make sure our guards do a good job of pressuring the basketball and limiting his touches as best we can. But secondly, we've got to make him defend. We've got to run him in transition and some of the things that maybe we're going to hopefully get done if we can execute our game plan, if we can get these things done. You're not going to see him in the first 25, 30 minutes of game, but hopefully that lasts 7 to 10 minutes of the game. Hopefully you'll see the effects of the game plan work on him to where he's just fatigued and he just can no longer move. And if we can attack him on the offensive end and make him defend, pull him away from the basket, and you know, maybe Jacob can get a basket or two from the three-point range going and maybe put it on the floor a little bit and just really make him guard and move his feet, because fatigue sets in and he's not nearly as effective as he is if you just sit back and let him walk up the floor and pound you.
This is not your traditional Concordia team that we've seen in the past. Normally they would walk the ball up and jam it into Bertel inside. That's not the case this year, is it?
No, it's really not. I mean, it's kind of an odd thing. As we're talking, you say they're first in three-pointers made in the conference, which, you know, Concordia's never even been close to that. And they're shooting a pretty good clip, and it's not just one or two kids that can shoot it. So they've got a pretty talented crew that can several different players that can make baskets from that range. So it really puts an emphasis on your one-on-one defense in the low post, which has not been our strongest suit. But I think, you know, again, we're going to have to do some peripheral things to help us defensively, especially towards the end of the basketball game.
And so now we got kind of a double-edged sword here. We got to worry about the Bertel inside. You've got to worry about the perimeter as well. So it's going to be tough defensively for us.
It really is. Yeah, there's no question. But I think our kids are used to the rigors of playing tough games. You know, I mean, Concordia is a good team. I don't think they're the best team in the league. I don't think they're the worst team in the league. But I think that they're a team that is capable of beating anybody at any time on any court. But I also think that they're a team that could probably stub their toe from time to time. So I think that's kind of what you're seeing overwhelmingly is the middle of our pack is got a couple of head scratchers as far as losses and probably got a couple of head scratchers as far as wins at this point. So that's the nature of the beast, and that's what we're preparing for. And we're just, again, kind of preparing to have an opportunity to win the basketball game down the last few minutes.
You look at them defensively, statistically, very similar to us, toward the bottom of the pack in about every statistical category on the defensive side. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, no doubt. Very much so. And I think the biggest thing with Concordia right now is I think they're a little bit taller, longer on the perimeter, but I'm not sure that those kids move their feet as well. I think Grant Schmidt is as good of a defensive basketball coach as there is in our conference or maybe the country. I mean, if you look at his career, he's really made it a point, or his MO is being a defensive and a rebounding type coach. And they've always guarded the paint very well. They've always guarded the rim very well. And right now with their athletes, and the way I think just schemes offensively in our league have changed, you've really got to get out and guard shooters, and that opens up drive lanes. So it's hard to take both things away. You have to be very, very disciplined, and they're a little bit of a younger team similar to us. So I think that's kind of why you see the variation in maybe their percentages as far as the defensive is concerned.
So as you take a look at things, what absolutely do we have to get done tonight to beat this team?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to compete defensively, and I think just the little things, keeping our butt flat to the baseline so we can get good vision of the ball. Our communication's got to stay consistent. It's got to stay aggressive. It's got to stay very emphatic as we talk through our switches and things defensively. And we've just got to pressure the ball with tracing it, getting pressure on it in a full court. We're going to mix up with some pressure out of dead balls or even on made baskets to start. And I just want to kind of see, hopefully that'll get our kids focused. But the biggest thing for us, I think tonight or any night right now, Mike, is still having a 40-minute focus. And if we can do that and come out on top as far as just making fewer mental mistakes than even we made on Sunday, I like our chances to win.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Fairley Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings and the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings has a record of 9 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is coming off of a win
over Mount Marty on Saturday when they beat the Lancers by the score of 62-49. Meanwhile, Concordia coming in, a record of 8 wins and 8 losses. They are 3-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are coming off of an overtime loss to Dort College the other day by the score of 87-83. So Hastings and Dort getting, rather Hastings and Concordia getting set to do battle here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The scoreboard is now complete in the women's side of things here tonight. It was Concordia knocking off Hastings College tonight by a score of 59-47. Northwestern won tonight in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 75-62. Doane College wins a road game at Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 90-68. Morningside has won a road game at Mount Marty, 68-59. And Briarcliff, another road team, winning tonight in Fremont against Midland by the score of 78-67. A non-conference tonight, it was Dort College beating Dakota State by the score of 68-52. So we got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Checking the standings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as action gets underway here tonight. You've got Dort, the nation's number 2 ranked team, leading the conference standings right now at 9-1. They are 17-1 on the season. You've got Northwestern and Briarcliff right now tied for second place, but they're 2 games off of the pace. Northwestern at 6-3, 13-4 overall. Briarcliff, a team that's 6-3 in the conference. They're at 12-6. On the season, you've got Midland, a team that's receiving votes in the latest AP poll, actually the latest coaches poll. Midland is sitting in fourth place right now at 5-4 with Morningside. Midland is 10-7 on the season. Morningside is at 10-8. Then you've got Concordia in there at 4-5. Mount Marty is 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan, Hastings, and Doane all tied with a mark of 3-6. And you've got Nebraska Wesleyan bringing up the rear. They are 2-7. Top 8 teams out of the regular season standings will move on to the postseason tournament here in the GPAC. And right now, Hastings is tied for that final 8th spot with Dakota Wesleyan and Doane as action gets underway here tonight. So Hastings coming back out on the floor as we get through our last couple of minutes of preparation here. We're just a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game tonight between Concordia and Hastings. We'll take one more timeout. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHS.
Hastings College graduate.